Hello, and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music. This is Series 6, Episode 14. And Series 6 has been on the Now series, so we're on Now, That's What I Call Music, Volume 14. So before we start, let's bring in Rebecca. Hello.
Hello, Dad. How are you this week?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good, so, good.
We're on to Now 14, which, just to let you know, released March 1989. So in the last year of the 80s.
That's mad. How that? I'm sorry, what I can't get over with the Now compilation tapes is how many they release each year. Like, in my head, they release one a year. And then I realised we're on like 120 or something. And I'm like, they've not been around for 120 years. So it just baffles me.
But like, it's funny.
I now know why and when they release them. And all
yeah,
that.
When we get to Now, which one is it? Now 17.
Yeah.
I will explain. When they release them.
You do that now?
No, it changes. Now 17 is like when they actually then, and it's never changed since.
Right, okay, so
from you all know what happens. So, whereas at the moment, it's a bit, it was a bit obviously wish-washy from the beginning. Then obviously the hits come out and they obviously, you know, sort of released it either with them or
yeah,
hits would change and what have you.
So I mean, when you think, when does the hit
1983 was Now 1, 1984 was 2, 3, and 4, 1985 was 5, 6, and 7, 1985 we just had 2.
Oh, okay, so 5 and 6.
5 and 6. 1986 was 7, 8, and 9. No, just 7 and 8.
Right.
1987 was 9, 10, and that was it. 88 was 11, 12, and 13.
And
The 1989 will be 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah, it is quite.
Now, 17, it'll all come.
Together.
I'll explain it a bit more.
Right. Okay.
When we go to the 90s.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully it makes more sense instead of.
Yeah.
And my question to you then, when does the hit stop? Like, when did they stop having their competitor?
They stop at hit. So they, as if you remember, I said they went for a little bit of a rebrand. In fact, we already are,
yeah,
aren't we?
We've already done that, yeah.
Back to the Hits album for number 9.
Yeah.
And then they go into the new rebrand. So now, no, Hits album number 10. Then number 11 was branded as Monster Hits. Number 12 was branded as Monster Hits 2, Snap It Up. Number 13 was, I forget what that was. That was called the Hit Pack.
Mm.
And then number 14, which, and this is where it gets really weird. Number 14 was released as Hits 15.
Eh?
Yeah. And then they stopped. I think that was, when you make an error like that, you know it's time to stop.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. So what year was that then? Like, what year did they stop their whole competitor?
Oh, I think it coincided. It would be the 90s. I will just have a double look. 1991 is the hits album 15, although it was actually 14.
Right, okay, so maybe, because I'm just trying to think, you know, like at the moment in the 80s, like obviously they've got their competitor, they don't really know when the hits are going to be released, so they're just trying to win. Maybe it start, I mean, obviously 17, I'm guessing, was released in 1990, but maybe they thought, okay, we need to chill out, let's just get it smooth now. And then the hits stopped, so it was easy to carry on smooth.
Uh-huh.
That was that. That would be my thinking, anyway. But yeah.
Yeah. So we will come to them later on, because there isn't a hits album released against this one.
Okay, so this was on its own.
So yes. So are you ready to let's talk music?
Always. Let's go.
Okay. So. Let's talk now. That's what I call music volume 14. And as I said, it was released in March 1989. Mm. And it was number one on the compilation chart.
Oh, yeah. Because this is the first one where it's just compilation.
Well, last week, compilation. Yes.
It was about, like last week the compilation started, but it was still in the album charts as well.
Yeah.
So this is now compilation only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it was also re-released in April 2023, where it got to number two, because number one was now 114.
Yeah, of course.
So now 14, the original, has 32 tracks, and they are split, and we always go with the cassette while we've got cassette. They were split on 16 tracks on cassette one and 16 tracks on cassette two, with 8 tracks on each side.
Yeah.
So before I start and tell you who was on it and what you thought, how many number ones, if any?
I've gone big.
Ooh.
I've gone 5.
Wow, that is big. Okay, who have you gone from? Who have you gone?
So, I've gone with Erasure, Stop. Because good one, song. It's a good song, and two, I feel like I know they got a number one with Stop. I feel like I remember that piece of information. I went with She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. Again, good song. Okay. I went with Belfast Child by Simple Minds. Now, when I tell you what I think of all the track listing and all of that that I do, when I waffle. One thing I have said is, I'm sorry, but the worst song on this track, like this album, is Belfast Child. And I remember listening to it, and I'm sure disliked it back then too. But I have a feeling there was a thing about it, and it was a number one because of the thing that it was released for, or because it's about something. No. It could be a completely different song that I'm thinking, but I feel like it was Belfast Child. Anyway, I went with Belfast Child as a number one because I think you lot are weird anyway. And then I went, I Only Want to Be With You by Samantha Fox and Buffalo Stance by Nina Cherry. Nina Cherry.
Okay.
But right. Your face, if everyone else could have seen Dad's face, I'll describe it. I was talking about Belfast Child. He looked like he had no idea what I was talking about.
No, I mean, it's obviously about the troubles in Belfast.
Yeah, so it is about something.
It wasn't released for anything in particular.
I didn't mean released for. I mean, like, what it's about. That's what I meant. And because of what it's about, I feel like it pushed it to number one because people were touched by it or something. That's okay. What I feel like. But then I feel like there was another song that I could be getting it confused with that was about war and was simply as bad as this song. But we've gone for it anyway. We've gone for 5.
We're winning now. Well, there were 3 number ones.
Okay. I think we've got one right.
You've covered it with 5, so you should at least get all 3, really.
We play this game, but not very good at it. So I think I've got one. I'm very confident with Stop. The others, mostly because I would have them as a number one if I could just choose songs and where they go in the chart rather than who buys them. It's hard. I feel like you are at an advantage. When we do the bonus episodes and the tables turn, I feel like you're at an advantage. Because, yeah, I just feel like it's easier because you are a radio man. And if you've heard songs on the radio, if, like, obviously because we've done it, I've done it for you from the 2010s. Now, in the 2010s, it was very often you'd have me and my sister in the car. And I remember on Sundays when you took us back to Mum's, we'd have the charts on. That'd be the time that we'd drive back. So you're at an advantage where if you have recognised a song, you've heard it before, it's more than likely going to be high up. You also have a very good memory for really weird things. So you will probably remember number ones because you seem to always get the number ones, but they are the big songs that you would know. Whereas the big songs that I would know, they're just big songs that I know because it's from the 80s and the 80s gave out good music, not because they're number one. A lot of your number ones are actually pretty rubbish, if I'm honest. And I disagree. How many number ones have I disagreed with in the past 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot. So, yeah. That's where we're at.
Okay.
Anyway.
Maybe you should take your own advice. But there we go.
No, because the big songs don't make it to number one.
Okay. I'm just saying. You've just said, okay, you've named, what, 5 songs?
Yep.
Yeah. To be number one.
Yeah.
All songs that would probably be a number one.
They would, in my head. Bar Belvis, okay. Belfast Child, I just feel like I remember something.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out. Let's start with cassette one, side one, 8 tracks.
Do you want me to just tell you what I think of the whole thing altogether?
Okay. You can do.
All right then.
You normally do that at the end.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I said you have a good memory, but I don't think you do. That's gone then. I take that back. No, I do it first and then you do.
Sorry. I'm thinking you're telling me your ratings.
No. That's a secret. No, right.
Yeah. That's what I was getting mad at when you said, shall I tell you how I'm with you? You're just going to talk through.
My waffle in first. So, I really liked that Mark Ormond appeared because we've not had him on now yet. So that was nice. And he started it off as well. He was the opening number. And do you know what? They start the track listing. Oh, this track listing, it went well. We started strong. And it weren't even like upbeat. It was just musically nice on the ears. We've had such a mix of the 80s feel that I like to talk about in this one. And it just kept you feeling good. Like loads of the songs had you tapping. And if they didn't have that upbeat tappingness to it, they were more chilled, they had you kind of bobbing or like swaying and singing along. A lot of these songs made you sing your heart out as if you were a singer with them on stage, not going to lie. And I know you do like a sing song in the car, but we all know that I love a sing song. Obviously, you can't win them all. So in each side, there were songs that obviously let it down, made you feel a bit like, what are you here for? But none of them had me being like, bar Belfast Child, I would take that off. And I would take off S Express as well. Because their vibe just weren't it for me. We had S Express and Living in a Box were a bit more of the house music, but Living in a Box came with the vibe. I realised I know a lot more songs like on these, and obviously it's because they are the big songs and there's a reason they're on the compilation, but I think I listen to the 80s a lot more than I realise, so it's in me a lot more now. I think I didn't have a Deva and Tone Lock. They're the two that I didn't really recognise the song slash the artist. because I don't think I had those. And then I just feel like tape one was like 80s in your face. We are the 80s. And tape two gave you the insight of what's to come in the 90s, because obviously we're getting to the end of the 80s. We are the end of the 80s. So I feel like side two gave a lot more of what's to come, but it gave the people what they wanted with the 80s music feel. Although you still had some good ones on side two that kept you drawn in. So yeah, that's me.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So
did I have a Deva and Tone Lock? I didn't, did I?
Hey?
A Deva and Tone Lock, or a Diva? A Deva?
A Diva and Tone Lock. No, we haven't had them before.
Didn't think so. Okay, that's fine. No.
So side one then. 8 tracks. Mark Almond featuring Gene Pitney. Now it's weird, it says featuring, because Gene Pitney originally released this song in 1967 and got to number 5.
Okay.
So this is the first appearance for both Mark Almond and obviously Gene Pitney. And Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart got to number 1.
Oh, for flibble sticks. Do you know what? Oh, and I've said this before. I think it was a couple of weeks ago that the first song of the first side on the first tape was a number 1. And I was like, I thought that would be a really good song and I thought it was number 1, but I didn't want to put it because it was the first song. I need to stop thinking like that because it's not the same now. Like when we were doing like the artists, the first song wouldn't necessarily be the number 1. Because they're kind of only just coming about. But on a compilation tape, of course it can be. And I was really happy that I had Mark Almond as well. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I've failed the test then, haven't I?
Yeah. So, we come to Phil Collins. Two Hearts. Which was from the film Buster, which he appeared in. And I think I've mentioned Buster before, but maybe not. So anyway, maybe not. So this is the film from Buster. This was from the film Buster, in which Phil Collins played the lead role.
Okay.
That was to do with the Brinks robbery of the railway, the post office Brinks robbery. So you had a few songs that were released. He'd done the majority of the soundtrack, but the main one was Going Loco in Acapulco.
Oh, yes.
By the Four Tops.
Okay, I remember that song.
But this was Phil Collins' main song from the soundtrack, Two Hearts, and it got to number 6.
Really? Yeah. The way you were talking, not the way you were talking, but because of where it's from and everything, I thought it'd be a bit higher than that. I weren't thinking of that one, but I thought it'd be a bit higher. Plus, it is a really good song.
Yeah, I think it's one of those songs that, had it not been for the sound, it probably wouldn't have got as high.
But then I'm like, but why? Because it is a really good song.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can't win them all, can you?
Nope. So now we come to Erasure and Stop.
Yeah.
With an exclamation mark.
Really important.
It is.
Why?
Come to that later.
Okay.
It was actually released as part of an EP called Crackers International.
Yes, I remember that.
And the track listing was Stop, which was the main song, The Hardest Part, Knocking on Your Door, and my favourite Christmas track, as in it's an underrated Christmas track, but it will always be on any Christmas songs I play, called right. She Won't Be Home. So if you haven't listened to it, it's one to listen to for anyone, because it's a good Christmas song, I think. Anyway, Crackers International obviously bought out to be the Christmas number one. It wasn't the Christmas number one. It got beat to the top by Kylie and Jason especially for you. And it wasn't number one the following for the new year either, because that was still number two, and number one was Especially for You by Kylie and Jason. So maybe for the third week it'll be number one, and it wasn't. It was number two, Kylie and Jason, Especially for You.
I don't like this game anymore.
So Erasure, Stop with the exclamation mark, peaked at number two.
I wish I was born in the 80s so that I could just go out and buy all the good songs so that all the rubbish ones just get knocked off. Because you lot are mad. But Stop is a good
game. I mean, Especially for You was a bit, I mean, Kylie and Jason were the latter 80s from, you know, 1987, maybe even 88, I'm trying to think now, but they were the face, both the fact that both of them were just, you know, and obviously they teamed up with Stock Aitken and Waterman, who couldn't do no wrong either. So it was a bit, you know, So yeah, the Christmas number one of 1989. So the Christmas number one of 1988 was Kylie and Jason, Especially for You. Crackers International was number two.
I feel if I had, you know, an encyclopedia of all the things that you tell me in my head and knew when that came out, because it being Christmas, I think I would have changed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The problem is, what you got to remember as well is Stop wasn't it wasn't brought out as a single. I mean, it became the lead single.
Yeah,
but it was brought out as an EP called Crackers International.
Yeah. I feel like it would have done better. I don't know, would it have done better on its own?
I think I have always said they should have probably released the Crackers International maybe in the new year and just gone with
Release the Christmas.
She Won't Be Home. But I don't think that would have been strong enough as a Christmas song. To have got probably even as high as a top five or even top 10. But even though I think it is a good song. So, yes. Okay, moving on to Bananarama. Lana Nini Nanu Nunu.
Fantastic name.
Yeah, something like that. It's probably done it wrong. That was a made-up one. It was for comic relief. So Bananarama were Bananarama, but Lana Nini Nunu was French and Saunders, otherwise known as Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders. And it was released out there. The single, Help, which was the Beatles, was released for comic relief.
Right. So that explains that was a comic why relief in the song
this year.
Well, that's going to get a number one. But also that explains why in the song on Spotify, it's got talking at the beginning and the end. And I was like, views, I don't remember this talking malarkey, but now it makes sense that obviously there would be talking, and I bet it was
French. And if you watch the video, there'd be red noses and things like that, but yes. So, Bananarama with their version of Help, with help from Lana Nunu, other Richard Saunders, it got to number three for comic relief.
Oh, okay, that's I can deal with that because that means that I've not messed up too much.
Hue and Cry, Looking for Linda, got to number 15.
Right, do you know what I was about to say? This was a bit of a me song in the mix.
They weren't probably a big group. They were middle of the road. You liked what they did, they put out, but they probably didn't have a hardcore following, you know, so they did okay. So then we come to Yaz, not Yaz and the Plastic Population. It's just Yaz. She's gone on her own now. And it's Fine Time, and it got to number nine. So a top 10 hit for Yaz.
Okay, not bad.
Then we have Kim Wilde, who, funny enough, was on the very first Now. Back in 1983, I'm pretty sure she would have been on there. I might be wrong now I say that. No, she wasn't. I thought she was.
I was gonna say, I swear she was more recent than that. But I've not had her much.
Yeah. But anyway, apologies. She wasn't on the very first one. On this one, though, she had a four-letter word, and that got to number six.
Okay. Weren't bad.
Her first appearance on a Now was Now 4, much later than I thought, actually.
I didn't say I don't think I had
Now 4. When she would have had, would she have had the second time? And then we have Sam Brown with Stop.
Again.
Which is the first time that the same title for a song has appeared on Now. Yeah. So we had Stop with an exclamation mark, Erasure, and Stop without an exclamation mark from Sam Brown.
Is that?
And it was Erasure's Stop that done better, because Sam Brown's Stop got to number four.
That was still a good song, though, by Sam Brown.
Yeah. Well, when you get in the top five, that's still, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you're up there, aren't you?
Yeah. So that rounded off side one. So as we come to side two, and we've got another old song. Well, I say old. I don't think this one is, actually. Roy Orbison. You got it. So he's from the 60s.
Okay.
But he then come into profile through he done the soundtrack Pretty Woman, starring Richard Gere and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
So he done Pretty Woman, the song. But you got it. Got to number three.
Great song. I nearly put that as a number.
And then we come to Fine Young Cannibals. She Drives Me Crazy, number five.
Oh, this was my standout song.
Oh, I love it.
Gift. I tell you what, his voice. I like, so when I did, how good is that? But I knew that it was Roland Gift. As I just put that because you've not.
Was he at the Rewind you went to? Yeah.
So Connor weren't a big fan of Roland Gift. He was like, he's a bit boring. Whereas I was like, I could listen to his voice all day. He has a beautiful voice. Yeah. And even when I saw him at Rewind, like obviously he's got older and everything, but oh my God, beautiful. And when I was listening, so I just added all of the tracks. Then I listened to it in my car. When this one came on, I was like, this is such a song. Oh, I just love it. And then I went, this sounds like Roland Gift. I'm pretty sure this is Roland Gift. And the more I've listened to it, the more confident I've become that it's Roland
Gift. Yeah.
I know I'm right. But my standout song. I could have that on repeat. I've added it to my liked songs, and I can't believe it weren't in there to begin with.
Yeah. Great song. You obviously missed out on that when we done Fine Young Cannibals.
No. But then I feel like when doing all the other, like all the other series we've done, because there was so much music and so many groups and listening to like all different people, Fine Young Cannibals within whoever I listened to might not have been as high up. Then when I can like isolate them, I realise how much I like them. Like I've become quite a nice fan of T'Pau while we've been doing the Nows, haven't we? Like I love every
single one. Yeah, because they've been on quite a few of them.
Yeah, and I've loved every single one, whereas I wouldn't have liked them before. So I've never really I may have liked them, I may have given them a hit, but they didn't like stand out to the point where I've then solely searched for them. They're just ones that I wouldn't skip and all of that. And I think that's the same with like Fine Young Cannibals. I listen to this, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, because I really like Roland Gift's voice. Mm.
Well, Fine Young Cannibals actually were on series 2, episode 18, and they weren't on a big one, say. You had the Cocktail Twins, The Barge, Starship, Mai Tai, Maytay, whichever way you wanted to do it, and Five Star, who were the big group that week.
Yeah.
That was it. So them and Five Star would have been the two standout.
But then that might have been why, because
it wasn't a great week.
So it like a week that stood out in general. Yeah. You know what I mean? So doing the nows, I'm like revisiting, because obviously I've heard, like, obviously we know week by week there's not many that I've never listened to. So the ones that I do know, obviously I already know the songs. I already kind of be like, I can, they'll come on, I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember this, I love this, or like, God, no, not this. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
But I'm obviously then being like, oh my God, yeah, they're so much better than I remember, because I'm not having to listen to all the discography and four other people. Do you know what I mean? So it's quite
Yeah.
So yeah, Find Young Cannibal.
Okay. Moving on to In Excess, Need You Tonight.
I need you tonight.
Number two.
Okay, yeah, I rate that.
Status Quo.
Oh, it was lovely having them on here. We don't have them on now, I don't think.
Burning Bridges, On and Off and On Again. I think it was around, it had Mike Tyson, I got the single, and it had Mike Tyson on the cover, and I think it was to do with Mike Tyson and Frank Bruno's fight.
Oh, okay.
And it was On and Off and On and Off. And I think it was to do with that, but I'm only going by Mike Tyson being on the cover from what I remember.
Yeah.
And obviously the only real reference of Mike Tyson for him to be on the cover would have been Frank Bruno, who was the British heavyweight boxer at that time. Yeah. And they did fight each other and Bruno lost to Tyson. I think it was to do with that, on the On and Off and On and Again. Okay. Anyway, it got to number five.
Okay. Fives are strong this week.
Yeah. Then Jericho. Another group a bit like Hue and Cry. They released good songs, but didn't necessarily have the following to make the songs really do as... Because I love Big Area, which is this song
really
now.
I really like that one, yeah.
But it only got to number 13.
See, I'd put that higher. I've enjoyed that. Yeah. And I will admit, so... Through the week, I've managed to listen and be able to like listen again, but like I've chosen which ones I've wanted to listen to, and Big Area is one I've gone back to. I do really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Morrissey, the last of the famous international playboys. So obviously Morrissey, the lead singer of the Smiths. And his solo single got to number six.
What a song that is, though. That's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that song and then I had it this week and I was like, oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know if it was his actual first solo single. I'm not even sure. No, it's not even the first one on now. Some others, haven't we? So, yeah, no, it can't be. So he was only on one with the Smiths, now two.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was with the song. What difference does it make?
Right.
And then his debut as a soloist was on Now 11 with Suede Head.
Okay, so he has appeared a couple of times.
So he has already appeared.
Yeah.
Okay. Poison with Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Now the funny thing is about this, contrary to the song, you may not believe that in fact some varieties of rose do not have thorns, so they're actually wrong in what they're singing with Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Just to get a
Now, unfortunately, the error wasn't picked up by Miley Cyrus, because she later recorded her version of this track.
That's why I really recognize it. But I really enjoyed it. I mean, obviously, I've heard all of these before, but I really recognized it and was like, this is lovely. But yeah, Miley Cyrus has done it. It'll be more like In the Rain.
Yes. So this is Poison's only appearance on Now series. And this song got to number 13.
Not bad.
No.
I would have put it higher.
Yeah. So then we come to Simple Minds and Belfast Child. Simple Minds had one UK number.
Well, then it's not going to be this.
And it was Belfast Child.
Hey, so I am right.
You are. Oh, but this is what I'm saying. You should have followed your own advice. Because you said, you 80s people, you have number one fit for crap songs or awful songs, whatever word you used. And yet you said, okay, out of the five I've said, I'll go with Erasure Stop. Yet you should have gone with Simple Minds, Belfast Child.
I did go for Simple Minds, Belfast.
You did, but when you knew
when I knew that I only have one.
You should get all three.
Do you know why?
And you said, no, I'll have one and I'll go with Erasure Stop.
Only because I was really, really confident in that Erasure's number one. I thought, like, that was their number one. Like, I don't know why, I just had that tingling feeling.
You were right. Their number one was an EP. But it was a cover of ABBA songs with ABBA-esque. Four songs, which is the same as this. Caracas International had four songs. Their four songs of ABBA, what do you want to call it, covers, were Take a Chance on Me, Lay All Your Love on Me, S.O.S. and Voulez-Vous.
Yes, I remember you telling me
that. ABBA-esque. That was number one.
Right, so I knew they only had number one. So you should be proud that I remember these little ones. don't remember the five of these. But I thought I was really confident. I was really confident with Stop.
So, yeah.
Hey ho.
That got to number one. So there was two number ones on cassette one.
Yeah.
Mark Orman. We started with a number one. Mark Orman.
Featured. Oh, yeah.
Something's gotten hold of my heart. And we ended with a number one with Simple Minds, Belfast Child.
And you started
just some things I didn't cover. Just some things I didn't cover. So the Banana, otherwise known as, with their Comic Relief cover of Beatles Help, the Beatles actually got to number one in 1965 with Help. Whereas obviously they only got to number three, even though it was a charity record. So you think it might have done a bit better. And Phil Collins, this is his sixth solo appearance.
Did think he'd appeared a lot, you know.
10th altogether, because obviously Genesis as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Genesis.
So, yes.
I think I'm a big Phil Collins fan, you know.
I've got his greatest hits. Yeah. It's one of those ones that I did upgrade to a CD. So I had it on cassette. And when I had a CD player, and CDs became a bit more affordable and people started to move over from buying cassettes to CDs. Because you had it in your cars and that. Not that I did. Yeah. I still had a cassette player. But I did upgrade Phil Collins. The greatest hits. It had like a carousel on the cover.
It's very rare that you upgraded anything.
But, I did upgrade that one and Hunting High and Low aha at the same time.
Of course.
Anyway, moving over to cassette two, 16 tracks again. We now know there's only one number one on cassette two. So will it be on side three or side four? We've got two to think about of your said Cherry or Samantha Fox would be the number ones. So one of those could be a number one.
out of them two,
if I was to ask you out of those two, which one would you go with?
Samantha Fox.
Oh, see, I'd have gone Naina Cherry.
But then you go in, oh, I would have gone.
No, I'm just saying, I prefer Buffalo Stance to I Only Want to Be With You by Samantha
Fox. It's not about preference, it's about what hit in the charts.
Yes, very true. Okay, so Naina Cherry. Didn't you say normally we start the cassettes with a number one?
Start this.
Did you not? Oh, okay. Naina Cherry, whose brother also became a singer in the 90s, Eagle Eye Cherry. That's her brother, yes.
Heard of that name.
Yeah, you probably have. I think they had a famous parent as well. Well, they did. I'm not saying
that's
a bit
old.
They did have a famous parent. And it was maybe not. Okay, maybe not. No, it's obviously as Don Cherry, American jazz musician.
Not related.
Her father. And then her brother was Eagle Eye Cherry, but he's a half.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Naina Cherry, Buffalo Stance, number three.
You're a wind-up, you are.
So then we have Inner City, Good Life, number four.
Starting strong on this side, don't we?
S Express with Hey Music, number six.
See, I'd put that lower.
I think it's because we're still into the house music, and this is, you know, late 80s. And they're on the back of S Express with the theme from S Express. Yeah, back of that. Living in a Box with Blow the House Down, number 10. And Living in a Box are another one like then. Just, you know, they had great songs, but necessarily higher in the chart. I mean, their first single, Living in a Box.
Oh, it's a great song, isn't it?
Living in a Box was a great song.
Living in a cardboard. That's such a catchy
The Style Council. Promised Land. Only got to number 27.
Yeah, I agree. I forgot about that one. I didn't note that one down.
A Diva, Respect. That got to number 17. Now, this was Adiva's second number 17. She never had a hit higher than. This was her debut.
You're going to end that with this is her like third one.
No. This was her debut single, got to number 17. She then had a. She was then on Musical Freedom, Moving On Up with Paul Simpson, which was a Paul Simpson. Featuring Adiva. I mean, that got to number 22. Then she brought out Warning, got to number 17. Then she brought out I Thank You, got to number 17. And a bit later on, she done Ring Bell with Moni Love, which was quite a good song, actually. Did have that on single, but it only got to number 20. So she had three songs, all at number 17, which were her best going. Wow.
And that was her
personal,
right, okay.
So that was a bit on Adiva because we haven't touched on her before because she never even had a top 10 hit.
Yeah.
So, yes, she had three top 20s, but for me it wasn't enough.
You didn't fancy appearing, making her.
although I'm sure we've discussed others that had probably lower.
Yeah, 100% have.
Yeah. So I just don't want to admit I forgot about it, really. But then that just shows
you have now.
Probably not it really does, had an impact.
But that does show how many artists from the 80s that you've scanned and you still can't get more.
No, exactly. We then have Tone Lock with Wild Thing. And this got to number 21.
Okay, yeah.
They did have another track come out, although they had two double A's. So Wild Thing was a double A with After Dark. And then they had Funky Cold Medina with On Fire. And that only got to number 13, but obviously that did chart better than this one.
Right.
So they were their two hits. So Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina were probably the lead singles of each. Well, obviously Wild Thing definitely was because it's on this. But yeah, two double A's that they bought. This one got to number 21 and Funky Cold Medina got to number 13.
And I didn't really think much of Wild Thing, not going to lie.
No, well, nor did anyone else really, even in the 80s. Mm. We then have Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole's daughter. Mm. I Live For Your Love. It was originally released in 1987, where it got to number 86 in the chart. Yeah. It was re-released in 1989 or 88, 89, whichever one it was. It fared a bit better, but still not great. Number 23.
Okay. Yeah, not awful. Not great. Yeah, I feel you.
So we now come to side four, and we're still looking for that number one. We know there's a number one left, so we know it's on this one. Mm-hmm. Robin Beck. Do you remember her when we did do Robin Beck?
Yeah, I do remember, and I did remember.
Yeah. First time from an advert. I think it was Wiggly's or Coca-Cola. It was one or the other.
Yeah.
I think it was Coca-Cola for first time. Obviously, being on an advert, always do well. It's the first single on this side. So obviously, it's a number one.
Okay. Move on. I don't like
to get Paula Abdul, Straight Up. That got to number three.
Good song, that.
We then come to the glamour model, otherwise known as Page Three, Samantha Fox.
I only want to
be with you. Yes.
Yeah,
not really a singer, but there we go.
No, yeah, I remember that now.
But you obviously say this song is great. I only want to be with you. I'm pleased to say, wasn't that great? It got to number 16.
Nah, shut up. That's a really good song. All right, I remember her being. Now you've said that, but I'm sorry, I wouldn't see the name Samantha Fox and actually remember that after. I don't even know how many people should be in my head that we've spoken about. The song alone, I am easily pleased. Give me a good song. That is a good song. That should be higher than 16. The top 20 is not bad for a Page Three model.
No. We then have Brother Beyond, Be My Twin.
And I have decided Brother Beyond is my boy band of the 80s.
They were late 80s boy band. Yeah, but they could have been the star of the Manufactured.
Yeah. But this also links back. I don't remember Brother Beyond as much when we did them, but doing the Now tapes and hearing them, you know, every now and then. Oh, yeah. I think I had them last week or I had them recently. And
you had The Harder I Try.
Yeah, and then I've had them this week.
It was their big hit, to be honest.
I really like them. So I think they're my boy band of the 80s. But I do like a Manufactured boy band. I am that type of girl. Give me all of them.
Yeah, so they were quite late. Because obviously we're in the late 80s now. They were the main band of Series 3, Episode 13. They were with Oswald, London Boys, London Beat, From the Base, The Adventures, and Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah, yeah. So again, episodes that weren't like big.
No.
Whereas now, isolating them out in the here, yeah, they're a bit of me then.
So yeah, did I say where they got to with this?
No, sorry, I interrupted.
Okay. Be My Twin got to number 14.
Yeah, see, I put that higher as well.
So yes. We then come to Climie Fisher, Love Like a River.
Mm-hmm.
Only got to number 22.
Yeah, that weren't like a big one. It went, yeah, it was just there. So I agree.
I think we had their big one already. Love Changes Everything. Or was that maybe on a hits tape? I think we have mentioned it.
Quite a few Climie Fisher, so maybe.
Yeah. Then we have Duran Duran. This is their seventh appearance on the Now compilations.
And look where they are. Look where they placed them. Duran Duran. Right down every there. Time I've had them, have been like high up on a first. Yeah.
And they've been a staple of the 80s music scene throughout the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's no different come 1989 because they got a big following. So All She Wants is number 9.
But that is probably one of the worst songs by them, and I forgot about that song. To the point, that was probably one when we did them. I was like, I don't like it. Why is it number 9? And I think exactly the same now. When I had it, I was like, ugh. It was horrible.
We then come to another middle of the road group. So we've already had Hue and Cry, then Jericho, Living in a Box. I'd put these in that same category, level 42.
Yeah.
Very good band. Definitely underrated. Under
the radar.
Tracy got to number 25.
And that was a good song again.
Yeah, and it's criminal that that song only got to number 25. It's easier.
Yeah, that should be higher.
Single.
Mm.
And then we come to Michael Ball. Funny enough, with Love Changes Everything, a different version.
Oh yeah.
Different song completely of Climie Fisher's. And this got to number
where? Sorry.
Two.
Two. Okay. Yeah, I weren't a fan of this one. But it was a nice end to the week because it just kind of slowly ends your tape, say.
Yeah. So, just some notes I've made, which I've touched on anyway. So, Adiva was on here with her first 6 20 hits. As I say, 3 best ones, 17. Naina Cherry, this was her first appearance on the Now series. However, bearing in mind this is now what Now. Her brother, Eagle Eye Cherry, would appear on Now.
Appear on which one?
41.
Right.
In 1998.
Shut up!
So almost 10 years later.
How many did they release in the 90s?
I'll come to that. Well, as I said earlier.
We're in here for the long haul because I'm going up to blooming 50 odd and we're only in the teens now. Wow.
Tone Lock with their. Yeah. Tone Lock with their first of their 2 top 40 hits. And as I said, this was actually the lower placing of the 2 hits. While Samantha Fox becomes the first Page 3 glamour model to appear on a Now volume.
But isn't she the only glamour
model? Not hard, because she's probably also the only Page 3 glamour model to appear.
That release music.
Yes. And it's also then Jericho's debut on the Now series.
Oh, is it?
As well. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is actually. Yeah, I've not had them.
So that brings us to the end of Now. That's what I call music, volume 14. Yeah. So which was your favourite side?
I have gone with side number 2. Now, as much as Belfast Child is on there, take that off. That is the best side going.
And well, I'm looking at it, and it wouldn't, you know, I'm not Poison. I'm trying to even think what that song is.
I can't sing, but listen to it. It's a good one. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Like yourself, I'm not a Smiths fan. Morrissey.
What? No, Morrissey's a good one.
Yeah.
Dad, come on now.
I mean, Status Quo is a good song.
I love it.
In Excess, yeah, absolutely. I bought that on single.
That's the only one you agree with. If over there are so many songs.
No, Fine Young Cannibals, 100%.
Yeah.
And then Jericho. Yeah. I love that song.
And then.
And Walt Orbison. Again, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
I just look at him as being 1950s / 60s. And
yeah, but I don't
He got on that Pretty Woman soundtrack wave and he rode that rave, believe me.
Well, I enjoyed that side. And then.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. And then side one. And it was a tough.
That's probably my favourite.
Well, it was a tough call between two and one, but. Yeah. I just thought there was more in the side one that I was a bit like meh about, like the last few.
And I could, I was going to say Sam Brown, Kim Wilde, Yaz, they're not great songs.
Yeah. Whereas, like,
compared to some of the, you know, even Burning Bridges and We'll See. I'd probably, when you look at it like that, I was just looking at it as Phil Collins, Erasure, Banana.
Yeah.
But I do like Looking for Linda.
Yeah, but go to the end and it's not.
Yeah, no.
Then side three, then side four.
Okay. See, I'd probably have changed those two round.
Well, we can't all agree, come.
No, definitely can't. Well, now for the important bit.
Yeah.
What is your mark out of 10?
Are you ready to hear this?
Yeah.
Have you got any vibes from me?
An 8, 7.5, 8.
I didn't have many bad words to
say. No, you didn't. No.
I've given it a 9.
A 9 out of 10.
9. Wow. Got another 9. And, do you know what? Just the whole flow of it. And yeah, I was like, meh. Like, the only one that I would take out is Belfast Child. Like, get rid of that and maybe Essex.
And that was the number one. That was the number one.
Absolute joke. But get rid of that and maybe Essex Express. And then, like, the two that I did. But, like, because I didn't really know them, I'm like, okay. Anyway, like, and they weren't all. But musically, the whole album. Oh, great. I have listened to it again. I don't even want to tell you. I've been doing work. So. With me working in a nursery, we have like all of our paperwork to do. I get extra time out. So I get time out of the room each week to do like the paperwork because you ain't doing it with like 34-year-olds running around you. And when I'm out the room, do you know how many times I've just had this playlist on as a vibe while I'm doing my work? Honestly. Yeah, it's a good one. It is.
And I'm pleased you liked it.
I was like, but my number three is a. So. Nah. I did nearly give it an 8.8. But then I was like, am I kidding? It's a good one.
Okay. Which is interesting when you think the now three was what? Mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is all clearly late 80s, you know, almost into the 90s.
And I was scared that we weren't going to get another because that late 80s. No. I am a bit worried about the 90s. And I think the end of the 90s will be the beginning of the 90s.
It'd be interesting to see what you think of the 90s when we go into those.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Because we have said we'll go into the 90s. Because it's an easier way of showing you what the music was without going into
it. Yeah, without going into the everything.
So, and we are getting close. So, next week, you have got now 50. Dean, there is the cover I'm showing you now.
Oh, they've covered their bowls.
It's beach balls and a beach towel on the sand.
That don't look like. Oh, yes, it is. I thought they were bowling balls.
With the shadow for 15.
Now. Right. But the sea is only just in the corner. That took me a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's who's on it.
We have got... Big Queen! Oh, we've got Queen. Simple Minds, Fine Young Cannibals, Paul McCartney, Soul to Soul featuring Karen Wheeler, Bobby Brown, Nina Cherry, Pet Shop Boys, Natalie Cole, Cliff Richard, Transvision Vamp, Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers, many more. Oh, I'm not as excited about that. Bar Light Queen, Fine Young Cannibals. Because, like, the ones like Paul McCartney and Cliff Richard, I know I don't like.
Okay.
So.
Well, I shall send you over the track list and we shall discuss next week.
Yeah. But,
it's already got a lot to live up to after today's 9 out of 10. Because it'd have to go some to. Can we find a 10 out of 10 in the last two of the 80s?
But think of it this way. I've not got high hopes because my last number 9 number was now 3. And the one after that only gave a 3. And that was now 4. And that was the one that only got to number 2 in the chart. And I swear you said there's another one that got to number 2 in the chart. And maybe it's this one. And I've got the good vibes. I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. But I've not got high hopes after it. Because after that, my last 9 went a bit. Bit funny. So we'll see.
We shall. Okay. Yeah. Well, on that note, I shall say goodbye.
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm music. Week. 15 next.
Yes, we shall indeed.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Dad.